Zimbabwe's independence celebrations are dimmed. Ministry is hampered. Food for the Hungry seeks harmony from a concert of prayer. And a mission offering is on track to breaking a record. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe celebrated its 27th birthday last week, but the deteriorating situation has citizens in a grim mood. Poverty is common, depriving believers of their source of comfort. Bible League's Moya Katawi agrees.
The church in Africa has grown, but it's a church that lacks Bibles. And therefore, the Bible League, our work is to go and partner with the churches in the communities. And through participation in our discipleship program, we are able to place the Bibles in the hands of believers.
Katawi says their main project is a scripture placement program. However, the worsening state of affairs is hampering their growth.
Since we cannot go freely out in the suburb and the many other areas, we're not able to go and observe some of the Bible studies that were conducted in the villages because, again, it's not safe out there. Also, because of the political situation, the economic situation has, again, grown worse.
It's been a week since the shooting rampage took the lives of 32 people on the campus of Virginia Tech. While having an incredible impact on the students there, it's had an effect on Life Action Revival Ministries. Life Action's Byron Paulus says their thirst team was supposed to have started a conference over the weekend in the Hampton, Virginia area.
One of the gals that lost her life in the shooting in the classroom was a member of that church, and we were going to be there for 4 or 5 days to minister, and now, of course, the memorial service and the needs of that family and community are far greater.
Pray for Nicole White's family in the Nansman River Baptist Church. Paulus says God uses these times for His glory.
I believe in situations like this that every person is thinking in light of eternity. And what an opportunity then to see God's glory and God's work redeeming people, bringing them to Himself. In every ministry, they're seeing the redemptive work of God.
Pray that God will move in the hearts of those that are grieving. You're listening to Mission Network News. Pastors' wives in India came to pray, share, and learn at a recent conference by Bibles for the World. Moe Padaiti of Bibles for the World says women traveled days on foot to attend.
They had never been acknowledged, so to speak. And so here we gave them a special recognition. We loved them. We reminded them how important their lives are for the Lord and for their husbands' ministry.
Their husbands are among the 60 pastors that are often away caring for 300 churches. The women must stay home to care for the family and the church, which makes them leaders in their community. Padaiti says God led her to love and even spoil the women with silk scarves.
And we gave out those silk scarves. So many of them just wept. They said, I had never had anything like this in all my life. So, you know, little things, little is much when God is in it.
The women asked for another conference soon. Pray that the women would be an encouragement to their husbands. Meanwhile, May 11th is Food for the Hungry's annual prayer concert. It's a prayer and praise day set aside for the international headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, to pray about the ministry. Staff of FHI will gather to spend the day in prayer and thanksgiving to God. Teams will pray not only for FHI staff, but also for their supporters and co-workers around the world. Food for the Hungry acts as the hands and feet of Christ among the poor, while also coming alongside the local church body. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board trustees are excited to report that the 2006 Lottie Moon Christmas Missions offering is projected to exceed the goal of $150 million, which would be a record. The offering is named for Missionary Moon and her evangelistic legacy. It continues to help send and support missionaries in their work. Southern Baptist President Jerry Rankin urges the church to embrace change globally because it's opening many doors for the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The Mission Network News daily email updates are available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.